愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天下午一起学习的题目是不以为耻。
This afternoon, the topic of our mutual encouragement is to not be ashamed.
羞耻这种感觉很特别。
Shame, feeling shameful is a very special feeling.
这种感觉在人类的情绪里面是特别的明显。
This emotion is particularly evident in among all the emotions of mankind.
我们养的宠物或者是野生的动物呢，我们比较不容易看到说动物会觉得羞耻。
When we look at our pet or wildlife, we do not sense that they feel ashamed.
动物不用穿衣服也不会不好意思。
For example, animals do not have to be clothed and they will not feel ashamed.
你不穿衣服不敢走在街上。
But if you are not clothed, you would not dare walk on the street.
动物做了不好的事情，我抢了别人的食物或者是咬别人，他也不会觉得怎样。
When an animal does something wrong, for example, they bite someone or they take someone else's food, they will not feel bad about it.
但是人呢，如果做了不好的事。
But if a person does something bad,
一开始的时候会一种羞耻心。
In the beginning, he will feel ashamed.
所以我们用很多不同的词语来形容这种羞耻心。
And therefore, we use many words to describe what it's like to feel ashamed.
或者是有时候我们会觉得很尴尬。
Or sometimes we might feel very awkward or uncomfortable.
有时候呢，我们觉得不好意思。
Sometimes we feel embarrassed.
这种都是一种羞耻的感觉。
These are all related to feeling ashamed.
到底羞耻这种感觉好不好？
And is the feeling of being ashamed good or bad?
当然要看你是为什么东西觉得羞耻。
The answer to that question depends on for what reason you feel ashamed.
但是羞耻这种感觉到底是从哪里来的？
But where does the feeling of shame come from?
为什么会有羞耻这种感觉呢？
Why do people have the feeling of shame?
其实神在创造天地万物之后，
In fact, when God, after God created the heavens and earth,
在伊甸园里面，
In the Garden of Eden,
一开始是不存在羞耻这个感觉的。
Initially, in the Garden of Eden, there was not the feeling of shame.
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
创世纪二章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Verse 24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
25节。
Verse 25.
当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Verse 25, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
这一段里面记载神设立的婚姻。
This passage describes how God instituted marriage.
人长大了就要结婚。
When a man grows older, he will get married.
结婚的前提就是要你有办法独立。
And the prerequisite of marrying is to be independent.
要离开父母。
To be able to leave his father and mother.
然后呢，在神的配合之下呢，找到自己的妻子。
And under the arrangement of God, he finds his wife.
所以亚当在神的安排之下找到了夏娃。
For Adam, under the arrangement of God, he found his wife Eve.
二人呢，就本来是两个人的，那就在因为婚姻呢，成为一体，成为一个人了。
Originally, these two were two beings, but through marriage, they became one flesh.
那本来讲到这里就可以了。
Initially, it could have ended here.
为什么圣经还要多加一节，二十五节？看起来好像很奇怪。
But why did the Bible add an additional verse, verse 25?
其实不是奇怪。
It is not strange that the verse is there.
圣经要特别强调一点。
Indeed, the Bible is emphasizing the point.
当时的亚当夏娃是两夫妻。
That although the husband and wife, Adam and Eve, were spouses.
伊甸园的气候也很好，不冷也不热，不太需要穿衣服。
And although the weather in the Garden of Eden was very good, it was neither too hot nor cold, and there was no need to wear clothes.
所以两个人呢是赤身露体的。
Therefore, both of them were naked.
就好像一个孩子，一个 baby 生出来的时候，你没有从来没有看过一个孩子生出来是穿一件背心，或者带个尿布出来的。
Just like a baby that is just born, we have never seen a baby that is just born and is already wearing clothes or a diaper.
每一个 baby 出来的时候都是赤身露体的。
Rather, every baby that gets born comes into this world naked.
但是你不会觉得他很奇怪。
But we will not find that strange when we see it.
他自己也不会觉得不好意思。
Neither will the baby feel embarrassed about it.
在当时的伊甸园里面就是这种状态。
And this is the scene at that time in the Garden of Eden.
他们两个人没有穿衣服。
The two of them were naked.
但是一点都不羞耻。
But neither of them were ashamed at all.
为什么不羞耻呢？
And why were they not ashamed?
因为在当时的伊甸园里面没有罪。
It was because at that time in the Garden of Eden there was not sin.
他们生活在神的恩典当中。
They lived in the grace of God.
每天面对面跟神讲话。
Every day they face God, they talk to God face to face.
不会觉得有什么羞耻。
So they never felt any shame.
两夫妻也很坦然。
The two, the husband and wife, and they were also very open with one another.
也没有羞耻的感觉。
Because they felt no shame.
所以一开始在没有罪的情况之下是没有羞耻的。
Therefore, in the beginning, where there was no sin, there was also no shame.
但是当人犯了罪之后,
But after man committed sin,
吃了分别善恶果之后,
after man ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
羞耻的感觉就开始跑出来了。
Then the feeling of shame appeared.
我们看第七节。
Let us read chapter 3 verse 7.
三章第七节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 7.
他们二人的眼睛都明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体的，并拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
Verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig trees together and made themselves coverings.
他们吃了分别善恶果之后，眼睛真的是明亮了。
After they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, their eyes were open.
但是这种明亮并不是什么好东西。
But this kind of eyes being open was not a good thing.
不是发觉什么真理。
It was not as if they discovered some truth.
而是突然间发觉自己没穿衣服。
Rather, they discovered that they were naked.
其实他们本来就没有穿衣服。
They were always naked.
之前也是没有穿衣服。
Before eating of the fruit, they were naked.
但是之前不羞耻。
But in the past, they were not ashamed.
但是现在犯了罪了。
Now that they have sinned,
就有羞耻的感觉。
Sin brings along with it a shame.
所以要赶快啊，就是要把拿叶子来盖着自己的身体的重要的部位。
So they quickly took fig leaves to cover themselves.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
羞耻的感觉是从罪来的。
It tells us that the feeling of shame comes from sin.
当你做了跟真理 不一样的事情的时候
，When you do something that is against truth，
违背了神的旨意的时候
，When you do something that is against the instructions of God，
也违背了良心的时候
，And when you do something that is against your own conscience，
这种觉得很羞耻的感觉就会出来
，Then your feeling of shame appears，
然后马上想把它盖住
，And you will quickly want to cover it up。
在肉体上来说，当时他们是用叶子把身体的部位盖住
，In the fleshly sense at that time they used leaves to cover their private parts。
但是呢，第八节、九节、十节告诉我们，他们也把自己从神那边盖住。
But from verses 8, 9, and 10, it also tells us that they tried to cover themselves from God.
所以他们躲避神，不想跟神讲话。
They hid themselves from God because they did not want to talk to him.
这个就是羞耻了。
This is feeling ashamed.
所以羞耻是从犯罪之后才有的。
Therefore, the feeling being ashamed came after sin.
这种感觉在心里面很不好。
This kind of feeling in our hearts is not very good.
你记不记得像这里觉得很羞耻的时候是什么时候呢？
Do you recall the last time you felt ashamed?
是不是小时候做了坏事被人家发现被人家抓来刑罚呢？
Was it when you were young and you did something bad and someone trying to punish you?
记得我读小学的时候。
I still recall when I was in elementary school.
我读小学的时候在香港还流行体罚。Physical discipline.
When I was in Hong Kong attending elementary school, at that time, we had physical discipline.
比较有轻的体罚，还有重的体罚。
There was light physical discipline, and there was also heavy physical discipline.
有一些小朋友他做了不好的事情比较轻的，老师就会把他的鞋子没收啊。
So some children, if they make a small mistake at school, then the teacher may take their shoes away from them.
为什么没收呢？
Why do they take their shoes?
整天要穿着袜子走路，大家一看到他没有鞋子，知道他这个人犯了事情。
It was so that the children would walk around without shoes all day, and when other people saw them without shoes, they would all know that that child made a mistake.
这是羞耻心的。
And so it was a punishment of shame.
比较大的呢，就是集会的时候，那个很坏的学生，那抓出来。叫他趴在这个桌子上面，然后老师藤条打他屁股，打给一切人看。
And for students that commit large mistakes, the teacher would call the student out, make him lie on the table, and then hit his behind in front of everybody.
当然这是一种体罚，不一定是很好的方法。
And that is a kind of punishment that may not be a very good thing.
但是会引起他羞耻的心。
But it causes the child to feel ashamed.
所以虽然犯罪之后有这种羞耻的感觉。
So even though after one commits sin, one feels ashamed.
但是羞耻的感觉也不是绝对的不好。
But feeling ashamed is also not necessarily bad.
因为你知道自己做了不好的事。
Because when you know that you have done something wrong,
你有开始有羞耻的心了。
When you start to feel shame,
就会告诉自己不要再这样做下去了。
That is a sign to you that you should stop doing what you're doing.
所以这种也是一种保护，也希望一个人不要再犯错的意思。
Therefore, feeling ashamed is a mechanism to protect that person, to prevent him from continuing to do wrong.
但是如果一个人一直的不悔改，
But if a person continues without repenting,
他们连犯罪也觉得不羞耻。
And a person commits sin and does not feel shame.
那么这种人呢，就没有办法去救他了。
Then there is no way to save such a person.
我们来看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书就告诉我们，罪人不以犯罪为耻。
The book of Romans talks about the sinners who do not see their own sin.
不以犯罪为羞耻。
They do not feel ashamed because of the sins.
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 1.
一章的二十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 26。
因为神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把圣性的用处变成逆性的用处。二十七节。
27。
男人也是如此，丢弃了女人圣性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪念，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着枉为当得的报应。
Verses 26 and 27, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
罗马书是保罗在差不多两千年之前写下来的。
The book of Romans was a letter that was written by Paul about 2,000 years ago.
在当时的罗马社会
，At that time in the Roman society,
已经流行同性恋的这件事情。
They already had the phenomenon of homosexuality.
当时的社会觉得这种东西很容易被接受。
The society at that time was accepting of this.
觉得这个是人权，觉得是人的自由。
They felt the society that this was a human right.
他们一点都不觉得这个是羞耻的事。
The Roman society did not at all think that this was shameful.
那保罗用神的话来看这个事情。
But Paul looked at this matter from the words of God.
他说有一些情欲的是羞耻的，是不应该去做的。
He says that there are some things that are done from vile passions.
这个不用讨论的，也不用研究的。
And there's no research to be done, nor discussion to be made.
这个跟人权也没有什么关系，跟自由也没有关系的。
These have nothing to do with freedom nor human rights.
像男跟男，女跟女，这是可羞耻的情欲。
Because when it is men with men, women with women, these are shameful deeds.
所以这个本来就是不应该拿出来讨论跟做的。
And therefore, there is no need for discussion about this.
但是当罪影响了世界之后。
But when after sin came into this world,
本来是很羞耻的东西，现成变成不羞耻了。
Those things which were once shameful now were no longer shameful.
我们看这个箴言。
Let us turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的第七章。
Proverbs chapter 7.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
箴言的七章，我们看，对不起，箴言二十一章二十九节。
Sorry, Proverbs chapter 21 verse 29.
箴言二十一章二十九节。
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 29.
恶人年五羞耻，正直人行事坚定。
Verse 29. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way.
就是说恶人呢，他的脸呢是没有羞耻的感觉的。
It tells us that a wicked man will not show shame on his face.
他不会因为自己做的事情而觉得羞耻。
He will not feel ashamed because of something that he did wrong.
所以接着连最后的一道防线呢都没有了，他就不会归向神了。
And so the only feedback mechanism that a person has is not there for these wicked people, so they will not return to God.
二三十年前或者三四十年前，如果一个人是同性恋的，他不会站出来。
20 to 30 years ago, if a person was an homosexual, he or she will not tell this openly in front of other people.
因为他觉得这个是不好意思的，不能告诉别人的。
Because he or she will feel ashamed.
但是现在不一样。
But that is not the case today.
现在加拿大已经把这个事情弄得合法了。
Today, this is legal in Canada.
所以他觉得说这个事情有什么不好。
So people feel that there is nothing wrong.
很多明星啊，名人啊，他们说come off the closet, 就是出柜，把以前是躲在那个衣柜里面，就要走出来，让大家知道了。
There are celebrities and famous people who claim to have come out of the closet to reveal that they are homosexuals.
大家拍掌啊, 鼓励, 哇, 你做得好, 你很勇敢。
And the public applauds these actions, saying that these are very courageous people.
那是人权, 那是自由。
Because they say this is a human right and it is human freedom.
前几个礼拜在多伦多的downtown, 在市中心呢, 还有这个
Several weeks ago in the downtown area of Toronto, there was also a march for homosexuality.
当然这个是合法的,
this is legal, of course.
但是不合道理的,
but it is not according to the truth.
所以如果一个人对罪的事情没有羞耻的感觉,
so if a person feels no shame regarding sin,
那他就没有办法回转到神的上面,
then there's no way for him to return to God.
只能够最后等待神的审判,
all he can do is await the judgment of God in the end.
当然我们今天可能是不会是有关于同性恋的方向的倾向,
today we may not have any of us have to deal with homosexuality.
但是我们问自己一个问题,
but let us ask ourselves this question.
我们 第一,
do we feel shame in our heart?
如果我们做了不好的事,
if we have done something wrong,
你还不会觉得是羞耻的?
Do we feel ashamed?
如果我们做了不好的事,
if when we do something wrong,
连羞耻的感觉都没有,
we do not feel any shame,
不觉得任何不好意思,
and we do not feel embarrassed,
那么可能已经很严重了,
then it is possible that we are already deeply in trouble.
心中已经很麻木了,
perhaps our hearts are darkened.
离开神就很远了,
perhaps we are very distant from God.
离开地狱就很近了,
perhaps we are now near hell.
因为当我们心中是麻木的时候,
because when we are numb,
不会为任何的事情羞耻,
and we do not feel ashamed for anything,
这样子的话, 代表我们没有按照道理而行,
then it tells us that we are not doing according to the words of God.
所以我们要省察一下我们自己,
therefore, let us examine ourselves.
如果我们犯了错,
when we make a mistake,
感觉到羞耻的话,
if we feel ashamed,
我们赶紧要回到神的身边,
then we need to quickly return to God, and we should stop what we're doing.
那有时候我们反过来问自己一个问题,
sometimes we can ask ourselves this other question.
在我们所做的事情当中,
in all of the things that we do,
有没有什么东西是不见的人的? Is, 不见的光的, 不能拿出来的?
Is there anything that we do that cannot be revealed to other people?
有时候我们就不知道, 哎, 这个事情到底是对还是错?
Sometimes there may be something that we do where we do not know whether it is right or wrong.
但是环境逼你, 或者是引诱逼你, 哎, 我们就先去做了。
But out of circumstances or out of temptation, we do it anyway.
但是这是对不对的呢?
Are these things right or wrong?
如果这件事情是不能拿出来的,
if it is something that we do that we cannot reveal to people,
是有羞耻的感觉在里面的,
if we feel ashamed of what we do,
这件事情你就不应该去做,
then we should stop doing it.
譬如说我们在公司工作, 当然代替公司会做一些交易,
when we work for a company, we will
conduct some transactions, huh?
We will conduct some transactions on behalf of the company.
可能有些时候对方给我们一些利益,
sometimes another party may try to give us some kind of benefit.
你应不应该收?
Should we receive those benefits?
你可能说大家都在收啊,
you may say that everyone is doing
但是你问一下自己,
it. But you should ask yourself.
有一天这个东西拿出来了,
one day if you present what you did in front of everyone,
如果你的老板知道你有这样收,
one day if your boss knows what you have done,
你会不会羞耻?
Will you feel ashamed?
会不会应该感觉到羞耻?
Will you, should you feel ashamed?
而如果拿出来被人家知道你会感觉到羞耻的话,
if you think when you present it in front of other people you will feel ashamed, then you should stop doing it.
如果你跟别人异性有友谊,
if you are tempted by someone who is of the opposite gender,
或者是有一些朋友之间的交流,
or you have some friends among your in your workplace,
你跟异性别的异性越来越近了,
if you're closer and closer to someone of the opposite gender,
你敢不敢让你太太知道?
Are you courageous enough to tell your wife?
你敢不敢让你先生知道?
Are you courageous enough to tell your husband?
如果有些东西你不敢让你配偶知道的,
if there is something that you dare not tell your spouse,
这是有羞耻心在里面,
that is, you feel ashamed about it,
里面就有问题了,
then there is a problem.
所以我们要常常对羞耻这种感觉也很敏感,
therefore, we need to be sensitive to the feeling of shame.
常常来查验到底这个是不是神要我们去做的事,
and examine in ourselves whether we're doing according to the words of God.
所以罪人不以罪, 恶人不以犯罪为羞耻。
Therefore, a wicked person will not feel ashamed for their sins.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But we are not. We are the children of God.
我们就不能像他们这样。
Therefore, we cannot be like wicked men.
那我们信了主之后，
After we believe in the Lord,
神把我们的羞耻拿走。
God removes our shame.
啊，这个是一个非常大的恩典。
And this is great grace.
我们来看作业的以西结书。
Let us turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书的十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以西结书十六章的第六节。
Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 6。
这里是一个比喻。
Here it records a parable。
啊，是神呢用看到一个很可怜的女生躺在地上来救她的比喻。
It is a parable about how God saw a very pitiable woman.Lying on the ground and how he saved her.
到底讲什么呢?
And what is this saying?
我们看第六节。
Let us read verse 6.
16章第六节。
Chapter
16章第六节。
Chapter 16 verse 6.
以西结书16章第六节。
Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 6.
我从你旁边经过，见你滚在雪中，就对你说，你睡在雪中仍可以存活，你睡在雪中仍可以存活。第七节
Verse 7.
我使你生长好像田间所长的，你就渐渐长大，以致极其俊美，两乳成形，头发长成，你却仍然赤身露体。这里是形容什么？
What is this describing?
这个躺在雪中的那个女生啊，很可怜。
The woman who was lying in her own blood was very pitiable because she was beaten.
被打了半死。
She was beaten half dead.
一直流血。
And she kept bleeding.
衣服根本就被抢光了，赤身裸体了。
Her clothes were taken away, and she was naked.
这个是谁
？Who is this?
以当时来说，这个是代表以色列人。
At that time, this woman represented Israel.
以色列人啊，受了很多苦。
The Israelites suffered a lot.
被埃及法老王欺负。
They were bullied by Pharaoh, the king of the Egyptians.
流了很多血。
They bled a lot.
他们身无分文，什么都没有，好像赤身裸体。
And they did not have any possessions. They did not have anything. So it was like they were naked.
那第八节
，verse 8。
我从你旁边经过，看见你的时候，震动爱情，并用衣襟踏在你身上，遮盖你的赤体，又向你起誓，与你结盟，你就归我。
Verse 8. When I passed by you again and looked upon you, indeed your time was the time of love. So I spread my wing over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swore an oath to you and entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, says the Lord God.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
神的爱也是跟人的爱不一样。
God's love is different from the love of man.
人的爱是看到对方，哇，打扮得很漂亮，穿得很漂亮的衣服，去约会。被对方的美貌感觉吸引，然后跟你求婚，可不可以嫁给我？
The love of man often comes when he sees the opposite gender and she is dressed very beautifully and she looks very beautiful and so he asks her to marry him.
那神的爱不一样。
But God's love is not so.
神看到以色列的时候是以色列最可怜的时候。
When God passed by Israel, it was in their most pitiable time.
身体不健康的时候。
It was when they did not have good health.
在流血的时候。
When they were bleeding.
好了，都没有穿衣服，都赤身裸体的时候。
They were naked.
神就对他动了爱情。
At that time, God loved them.
然后呢，经过，在旁边经过，给他盖住身体。
When he passed by them, he covered them.
就跟他说，我向你起誓，跟你结盟，你就归我。
He swore an oath and entered into a covenant with them, and they became his.
哇，这个就是神的爱啊。
This describes the love of God.
以色列本来是不值得爱的，是很丑的。
Israel was unworthy of love. It was very ugly.
但是神盖他的羞耻，接纳了他。
But God covered their shame and accepted them.
那我们今天也是一样。
Today, this applies to us as well.
我们在神的面前本来是一点价值都没有。
Before God, originally, we were worthless.
我们是个罪人。
We were sinners.
我们也没有什么好行为。
We did not have any good deeds.
有很多过去啊。
We had a complicated past.
其实我们每一个人都有过去。
All of us have a past.
我们很多时候呢，不太想讲自己的过去。
And oftentimes, we do not like to speak about our past.
为什么不想讲？
Why do we choose not to talk about it?
因为连自己回看都觉得摇摇头啊！我以前为什么是这样的
？Because even when we look upon our own past, we feel ashamed and we do not want to talk about it.
拿出来讲，根本就很羞耻。
If we talk about it with other people, we will feel embarrassed.
做了很多错的事情。
Because we have made many mistakes.
以前不认识神。
In the past, we did not know God.
以前犯了罪。
therefore we commit many sins.
赤身露体，很羞耻。
In the past, it was as if we were naked.
但是在我们最不可爱的时候。
But in the time when, at the moment when we were least least adorable.
主耶稣就来跟我们讲。
The Lord Jesus spoke to us.
我跟你起誓。
And he swore an oath to us.
你要归我。
To become his.
我要跟你结婚，你要嫁给我，你要归属我。
He would marry us.
啊，这种爱有多大？
How great is such a love? Is this love?
有一对年轻人在交往。
There was a young person who was in a relationship.
那么有一天呢，这个姐妹啊，生病，生得很严重。
One day, she became ill, very ill.
我们知道一个人呢，一个女生啊，平常都要打扮很漂亮，但是生病了就没有办法打扮漂亮。
We know that, typically.Woman will dress very well, but because the sister was ill, she could not.
那躺在病床上面。
And so she was lying in a hospital bed.
那个脸都青青的。
Her face was pale.
头发蓬松。
Her hair was not well combed.
完全没有化妆啊。
And she did not wear makeup.
躺在床上很不舒服。
She was lying on the bed, very uncomfortable.
弟兄照顾她。
And there was a brother who took care of her.
这个姐妹心里这样想。
And this sister thought in her heart,
我现在是人生最丑的时候。
She thought, I am in the ugliest state of my life.
如果这个男生还继续照顾我。
If this brother continues to take care of me,
他的心不改变。
And his heart does not change.
大概他以后就不会改变了。
Then it likely will not change in the future as well.
因为我那么丑你都喜欢我，那么肯定你就会真的是喜欢我。
Because if he is willing to like me when I am so ugly, then he really likes me.
结果那个弟兄还是很殷勤的，每天来看病啊，照顾他。
And indeed, this brother continued to visit her every day and take care of her.
那个姐妹心里很感动。
So the sister was very touched.
这种人可以嫁。
She thought, I can marry such a man.
后来弟兄就跟他求婚了。
And indeed, the brother asked her to marry him.
所以他就嫁给他。
And she said yes.
很幸福。
And they're very blessed.
所以姐妹，年轻姐妹如果还没结婚的话，以后有对象的时候，偶尔要弄最丑的样子给对方看一下。
The advice to young sisters is that if you have not married yet, then in the future, if you're in a relationship with someone, you have to, at some moment in time, dress in a very unpleasant way.
不但不是故意弄很丑，每天都很丑，这样不是这样。
But not every day.
生病的时候，这个样子都是这样啊，你接不接受？
But for example, when you become ill.That is the way you look.
我的脸色就是这样啊，你接不接受？
So you have to ask whether or not that brother can accept you.
如果这样你都接受了，肯定你是爱我的。
Because if they do, then they love you.
以色列就是这样，最难看的时候，神爱他。
This is the case for Israel. At the time when they were the most difficult to love, God loved them then.
神一点都不以以色列为羞耻。
God was not ashamed of Israel at all.
因为神的爱。
Because of his love.
所以我们今天也是得到神那么大的爱。
Today we receive the same great love from God.
我们就是浪子迷失的羊。
We are the prodigal son, the lost sheep.
这主耶稣基督用东西把我们的羞耻盖住。
But the Lord Jesus has covered our shame.
记不记得在创世纪的时候亚当夏娃有羞耻了他们尝试用叶子来盖身体。
Do we recall in the book of Genesis how when Adam and Eve felt shame, they tried to cover themselves with leaves?
但是叶子做的衣服啊，撑不了几个小时。
But clothes made with leaves cannot stand for a long time.
风一吹啊，人就吹走了。
And when the wind blows, it is blown away.
树叶一干啊，都遮不了身体。
Once the leaves are dried, it cannot cover them.
这个代表人做的事啊，不能遮盖你的羞耻。
And that tells us that.Man cannot create something to cover their own shame.
人的行为不能靠自己的行为跟德行来得救。
A person cannot rely on his own actions to be saved.
那神用什么东西盖住亚当的羞耻呢？
But what did God use to cover their shame?
我们看创世纪的第三章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 3.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
三章二十节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 20.
创世纪三章二十节。
Genesis 3:20.
亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃，因为他是众生之母。二十一节。
21.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Verses 20 and 21. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
亚当夏娃生活在羞耻当中。
Adam and Eve were living in sin. And in shame.
叶子了是没有用的。
And the leaves could not cover their shame.
神用皮衣，用皮子来造一件衣服给他穿。
Therefore, God made tunics of skin to cover them.
这是世界第一件真皮大衣。
And this is the first leather clothing in the world.
是世界 整个人类历史第一件衣服。
It is also the first clothing item of mankind.
神呢是第一个时装的设计者。
And God is the first fashion designer.
很有意义啊。
Very meaningful.
但是这件衣服是什么做的呢？
But how was this clothing made?
真皮的。
It was made of skin.
为什么真皮那么重要？
Why is skin so important?
因为你要先杀一个动物，你才拿到它的皮。
It is because you can only get the skin once you kill the animal.
所以什么东西可以盖住人因罪而来的羞耻呢？
Therefore, what can cover the shame of man that comes from sin?
一定要流血。
Blood.
一定要献出生命。
Sacrifice of life.
谁可以献出这个完美的生命盖住人的羞耻？
And who is able to make the perfect sacrifice to cover the shame of man?
就是神的羔羊主耶稣基督了。
Only the Lamb of God.The Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天主耶稣基督爱我们，把我们的羞耻盖住。
So today, because the Lord Jesus loves us, He has covered our shame.
用什么来盖呢？
How did He cover our shame?
看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章二十七节。
The book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
加拉太书三章二十七节。
Galatians 3:27.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
Verse 27, For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
这里告诉我们,
Here the Bible tells us
所以说神给我们一件衣服,
that God has given us a piece of clothing.
三章二十七节,
Chapter 3, verse 27.
这件衣服就是基督,
and this clothing is Christ.
主耶稣基督,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的羔羊,
the Lamb of God.
他可以披在你的身上,
He is clothed onto our bodies.
如果你的人生以前是羞耻的,
If we lived in shame in the past,
有很多不能告别人、告知别人的过去。
If we had many things in the past that we were unwilling to tell people about,
有很多事情连自己都不想回首。
If we had done many things in the past that we ourselves feel reluctant to think of,
那谁可以帮你的罪盖住呢？
Who is able to cover all of that sin?
二十七节
，verse 27，
要受洗归入基督。
Only if we are baptized into Christ,
你就不。再羞耻了。
Then we will no longer feel shame.
每个人都有过去。
Everyone has a past.
但是因为主耶稣基督的保险。
But because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
过去就变成过去。
Past becomes the past.
也就有一个新的开始。
And we will attain a new future.
所以就不再以过去为耻了。
Therefore, we no longer have to be concerned about past.
为什么基督徒那么快乐？
This is the reason why Christians are so happy.
因为主接纳了我们。
It is because the Lord has accepted us.
所以我们不以过去为耻。
Therefore,We no longer have to be concerned about our own past.
那么从今之后我们的生活要怎么样呢？
So what should we do from now on?
我们也不能以神为羞耻。
We also cannot be, feel ashamed because of God.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻。这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希尼尼人。
Verse 16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
保罗说，我不以福音为羞耻。
Paul says here that he is not ashamed of the gospel.
这个观念很重要。
This is a very important concept.
我们要以罪为羞耻。
We must be ashamed of our own sins.
但是我们不能以福音为羞耻。
But we cannot feel ashamed for the gospel.
为什么有人会以福音为羞耻呢？
Why would anyone feel ashamed for the gospel?
因为他不了解神为他付出了什么。
It is because he does not understand what God has sacrificed for him.
当时当一个基督徒啊，是很不容易的。
At that time, it was not easy to be a Christian.
因为政府在逼迫基督徒。
Because the government was persecuting Christians.
罗马政府不喜欢基督教徒。
The Roman government did not like Christians.
犹太人也不喜欢基督教徒。
And the Jews did not like Christians.
觉得他们是反叛犹太教。
Because they thought that the Christians were against Judaism.
所以啊，他们看基督徒好像过街老鼠。
Therefore, they looked at Christians as rats.
人人喊打
and everyone disliked them.
如果你在餐馆看到见老鼠，你会怎么样？
Today, if you were in a restaurant and you saw a rat, what would you do?
你在家里看到这老鼠会怎么样？
How would you react if you saw a rat at home?
你不会羡慕它说哇好可爱哦，好大只哦。
You would not admire them and think about how great and big they are.
有人会尖叫。
Some people might scream.
有人那个锤子啊，椅子拿起来就追了，就敲了。
Others might try to kill this rat with a chair or with a hammer.
当时的社会就是看基督徒好像老鼠一样。
At the society at that time, people saw Christians like rats.
保罗去传福音呢。
Paul was preaching the gospel.
有人形容保罗啊，这个人好像瘟疫一样，瘟疫。
And people describe Paul as like pestilence.
最近的瘟疫是什么？就伊波拉病毒，对不对？
What is a pestilence of modern times? Is this the Ebola virus?
伊波拉病毒很可怕。
Ebola virus is very
传得很快的。
Very scary because it is contagious and it passes very fast.
得到伊波拉病毒的人，哦，眼睛流血，鼻也流血，耳朵流血就死掉了。
One who has contracted the Ebola virus will bleed from their skin and from their eyes, and they will eventually die.
有两个美国的这个传教士啊，在赖比利亚染了病。
There are two missionaries from the United States who contracted Ebola in Liberia.
他们想把它运回美国医治。
People wanted to bring them back to the United States for treatment.
很多人都说不要把它带回来美国，万一传染给我们怎么办？
But many people opposed that idea because they are afraid that the virus may also spread in the U.S.
你看得了一个病啊，觉得哇，赶快跟你隔远一点。
You can imagine how these people have contracted this virus and people want to stay far away from them.
当时的基督教徒就好像别人看他们好像瘟疫一样。
And at that time, at this time in the Bible, Christians were treated like people who had viruses, or like pestilence.
因为政府逼迫基督徒。
Because the government persecuted them.
犹太人讨厌基督徒。
And the Jews disdained them.
那保罗本来是犹太人。
Paul originally was a Jew.
他也是本来也是逼迫基督徒的。
He originally was also one of those people who persecuted Christians.
但是神拣选了他。
But God chose him.
打开他的眼睛。
And opened his eyes.
让他看到，其实主耶稣的道理是宝啊。
So.That he could see how precious the words of Jesus are.
以前他觉得这个是羞耻。
In the past, he was ashamed of all of this.
但现在因为认识了福音。
But now, because he knows the gospel,
他一点都不觉得这个是羞耻。
He does not feel any shame at all for the gospel.
因为这是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
是可以救人灵魂的。
And it is able to save the souls of mankind.
所以他不会觉得自己不好意思。
Therefore, he was not ashamed.
我们想想看，今天你会不会觉得你的信仰是一件让你羞耻的事？
Today, are you ashamed because of your faith?
会不会？
Are you?
跟朋友一起吃饭。
When you're eating with your friends.
那个菜来了。
When the dishes come.
哦，吃了吃了，哇，那个筷子都掐了。
Everyone starts eating and taking the food on the dishes.
这个时候你有什么动作？
At that time, what is your action?
要默祷好像。
You need to pray.
但是又不好意思。
But you may also feel
embarrassed.
But you still have to pray.
好了，心里默祷，心里默祷就好了。
So you convince yourself that it is okay to just pray in your heart.
不要拿出来，大家都给人家讨论。
There's no need to show people that you're praying. Otherwise, people will discuss about it.
会不会这样子？
Is this what you?
或者很快的用最快的时间，一秒钟闭着眼睛默祷好了。
Or do you do the 1 second prayer and just close your eyes and immediately open?
不是没默祷。
And claim that you have prayed.And start eating.
还是你不管他们在抢什么食物，你就自己摸到。
Or do you forget about everything around you and pray by yourself?
真的是很真诚的摸到。
An honest and sincere prayer.
不是做给人看。
Not to be presented before other people.
当然有时候可能朋友会笑你。
Sometimes your friends may mock you.
有时小时候我们就一起吃饭，有时候祷告完了盘饭不见了。
When I was young.Before eating a meal, when I prayed, sometimes after I prayed, my food would disappear.
开玩笑嘛，同学开玩笑。
But that was a joke that my friends made.
但是你不理他们。
But we do not have to worry about.
他们笑一两次不好玩，你不生气，他就不笑了。
They may mock us or make fun of us one or two times, but if we do not laugh, then they will stop.
你礼拜六别人问你，哎，要不要来我们家玩？
On Saturdays, if your friends ask you to go to their house,
你会怎么回答？
How would you respond?
哎呀，很忙啊，不行，礼拜六我最忙，不行。
Would you tell them that this is the busiest day of the week for you?
忙什么啊？
If you say that, they might ask you what you're busy about.
有事情，有事情。礼拜六不行，礼拜天可以。
Will you tell them that you're just busy and that you can go on Sunday?
还是你会说我礼拜六要去教会？
Or will you say to them that on Saturdays you have to go to church?To keep the Sabbath,
敬拜神,
to worship God,
不以神为耻,
so that you're not ashamed of God,
不以福音为耻,
you're not ashamed of the gospel.
你自己都不以为羞耻, 别人就会尊重你。
Because if you do not feel ashamed of the gospel, then other people will respect you.
如果你自己觉得很羞耻,
but if you are ashamed,
别人也会看不起你。
Then other people will also look down upon you.
你信什么? 你信你不坚持这个。
Because they see that you are not insistent upon your faith.
你敢跟你老板要求?
Do you dare to require this from your boss?
你跟你朋友讲得很清楚。
Are you able to tell this clearly to your friends?
不以福音为耻。
Are you able to not feel ashamed for the gospel?
为什么？
And for what reason?
第一个原因就是因为神的大能。
The first reason is because it is the power of God.
天下之间最大的能量、最大的力量在哪里？
Where is the greatest source of power in the world?
不是核子弹。
It is not a nuclear weapon.
核子弹可以毁坏，但是它不能建立。
A nuclear weapon may destroy, but it cannot build up.
最大的力量也不是金钱。
The greatest power is also not money.
金钱可以买东西。
Because money allows you to buy something.
但它不可以改变人的心。
But it cannot change the hearts of man.
全世界最难的事情就是要改变人的心。
And changing the hearts of man is the hardest thing to do in the world.
让他们从黑暗变成光明。
To turn them from darkness into light.
本来是属于魔鬼的，要把它拉过来属于神。
To bring them out of the bondage of the devil and belong to God.
但是谁有办法做这件事情？
Who is able to do that?
任何事情没有办法有这个力量。
Nothing in this world is able to do that.
只有福音有这个力量。
Only the gospel has that power.
所以这个福音是最大能量的。
Therefore, the gospel is the greatest source of power.
你会以一个最大能力的东西来羞耻吗？
Would you feel ashamed for the greatest source of power?
绝对不应该。
You would not.
因为神是最强、全领、全凭的。
Because God is the most powerful one.
啊，为什么我们不能以福音为羞耻？
Why can we not feel ashamed for the gospel?
因为神太爱我们了。
It is because God loves us too much.
如果我们今天以神为羞耻，
If today we are ashamed for God,
神就会很伤心。
God will be very sad.
以前有一个故事这样讲。
In the past, it was a story that went.
有一个年轻人，他家很穷。
That there was a young man whose house was very poor.
但是他爸爸为了要改善他的生活。
Because his father wanted to improve their quality of life,
很辛苦的赚钱。
He worked very hard.
帮人家洗厕所。
He cleaned other people's bathrooms.
做一些很卑微的工作。
He did some work that was very lowly.
这个终于把这个孩子养大了。
And finally, he was able to bring the child up.
他拿到博士学位那一天。
On the day that the child attained his doctorate degree,
他爸爸穿着破衣服。很好像那个清洁工的样子去参加他的博士毕业典礼。
His father wore a clothing like a janitor to attend the graduation ceremony.
因为是穷人。
Because he was very poor.
他的同学就问他说：“哎，这是谁呀？”
So his friends asked him, "Who is this man?"
哎呀，他一下子很不好意思。
At that moment in time, he felt ashamed.
我爸爸看起来就像一个劳工，一个乡下人。
Because he saw that his father looked like a worker from the countryside.
就跟别的同学讲。
So he told his friends.
这是我家里的工人呢。
He said, "This is a worker from my house."
哇，他爸爸听了。
When the father heard this,
很伤心。
He was very sad.
含着眼泪。
He held his tears back.
但你可能觉得这是一个故事。
This may just be a story.
但是如果我们今天在别人面前不敢认主耶稣
，But today, if we are unwilling, to tell people.
To recognize
the Lord Jesus before other people.
不敢谈论自己的信仰。
If we're unable to discuss our faith before other people,
我们同样也会让主耶稣很伤心。
Then we similarly will make the Lord Jesus very sad.
我们看马可福音第八章。
Let us turn to the book of Mark chapter 8.
第三十八节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 38.
马可福音八章三十八节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 38.
马可福音八章三十八节。
Mark 8:38.
凡在这淫乱世代的。罪恶的时代，把我和我道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Verse 38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
如这里是主耶稣的教导。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
讲得很清楚。
And they are very clear.
如果你把你的信仰，你把主耶稣觉得是很不好意思、很羞耻的事。
If you are ashamed of your faith and of the Lord Jesus,
那以后主耶稣降临呢，也可以把你办了，可是你是我的羞耻，我不认识你。
Then in the future, when the Lord Jesus comes again, he may also feel ashamed of you.
所以我们今天想想我们的生活当中。
So let us think about our lives.
敢不敢常常跟别人分享？
Are we able to share our faith with other people?
敢不敢很正面的去跟别人见证
？Are we able to directly testify in front of other people.
当我去访问弟兄姐妹的时候
，When I visit brothers and sisters.
以前在南非也好，在加拿大也好
，Whether in the past in South Africa or today in Canada.
那我有一次去到一些中国同龄的地方的家里。
When I go to some members who are from China.
你一去到门口就知道他是真耶稣教会的信徒。
When I go to their house, I know immediately that they're members of our church.
因为他们都从中国带一个贴纸，哈利路亚，然后中间有一个红色的十字架，一定贴在门口。
Because they will have a sticker that they brought with them from China that says Hallelujah with a cross in front.
我觉得这个很好认啊，就肯定去访问安宁之前看一下，哎呦，这个贴纸肯定没有找错地方。
And I really like that because when I went for visitations, that was a sign to me that I did not arrive at the wrong place.
门口都告诉你了，我是哈利路亚的。
Because at their doorsteps, they already tell you that they are Hallelujah.
我是主耶稣的。
That they belong to the Lord Jesus.
有些信徒啊，还会在家里放一些以马内利，或者基督是我家之主。
Some members also put in their home signs that say Emmanuel or the Lord is the master of this house.
有一些弟兄姐妹会在公司他的办公室了挂一些有信仰有关的一些图画或者是一些经简。
And other brothers and sisters will put in their offices signs that say that they're Christian.
别人问他为什么挂这个。
When people asked him about those signs,
有一个银行经理，有一个弟兄是当银行经理的。
For example, there was a brother who was a bank manager.
别人的办公室啊，在亚洲都会挂一些什么发财啦，什么马到功成啊，一大堆这种世俗的那种东西。
In Asia, many people in banks in their offices will put up signs that have the connotation of becoming wealthy or becoming rich.
但是他就挂一张不一样的。
But he put something up that was different.
一个书法，而且以马内利。
He put words in Chinese calligraphy that said Emmanuel.
有一次有一个外邦人呢，就去他 office 问他说：“哎，你这个字写得很好啊，马又有马又有力，是不是？又有马到功成，又有大力的意思，是不是这样？”
There was one time a non-church member who went to his office and saw the sign written in calligraphy Emmanuel, and in Chinese it sounded like there was a
horse
and money.
他说不是，你完全搞错了。
And the man thought that it was very good, so he commented. But the brother replied, said, "This is totally wrong."
以马内利是神与人同在。
He said, "Emmanuel means God is with man."
就是主耶稣基督来到世上。
God with us, and that implies the Lord Jesus coming to this world.
我是一个基督徒。
And he explained that he was Christian.
我每天有神的同在。
That God abided with him every day.
所以这个叫以马内利。
Therefore, on his wall, there was the words Emmanuel.
他的客人问他，他就讲。
Because his customer asked him, so he explained it to him.
这个就等于。很自然的就分享福音。
And naturally, this became a channel for him to preach the gospel.
有时候我们在外面。
Sometimes we're outside.
我记得有一次在访问南非一个信徒。
For example, one time I was visiting a member in South Africa.
第一次去他的店。
It was my first time at his store.
祷告，这个访问完了，准备要祷告了。
After the visitation, we were about to pray.
我说祷告了，现在要祷告结束了。
And so I said, now we're about to leave, so let us pray.
传道祷告就祷告，现在要祷告了。
And so he said, preacher, if you say pray, then we'll just pray here.
我说，那要不要在里面？我们一起用灵言祷告。
And I asked him, should we go inside so that we can pray in the spirit?
他说不用，在这里就好。
He said, no need, we can pray right here.
这里就是门口那个收银台。
At the cash register.
我说等一下有人进来怎么办？
And I asked him, what if someone else comes in?
有进来就要等一下咯，叫他等一下。
And he said, that's okay, just let him wait.
门要不要关一下？
I asked him, do we have to close the door?
不用不用，门打开就可以。
He said, there's no need.
坐在这里。
And let's pray here.
早上我们一起祷告。
Let's pray here.
哇，灵也很大声他。
And we prayed very loudly.
一点都不会觉得不好意思。
He was not ashamed at all.
为什么？
Why?
就圣灵有什么不好意思？
Because he had the Holy Spirit, what was there to be ashamed of?
你不懂这里的事。
If someone doesn't understand the Holy Spirit, that is another matter.
能够祷告。
But he could pray.
用灵言祷告。
In the Spirit.
哇，这个就是神的大能啊。
And to him, that was a great power of God.
我们不要以福音为耻。
Today we should not feel ashamed for the gospel.
也不要以说方言为耻。
Neither should we be ashamed of speaking in tongues.
我们教会就是这样，神的大能就是说方言，圣灵充满。
Because this is our church, God fills this church, therefore we speak in tongues.
你自己都觉得不好意思的。
If we feel ashamed,
希望带朋友来，今天祷告不要那么久。
And we feel like when our friends come, we should not pray for so long.
传道有牧道者来，等一下可不可以祷告短一点？
For example, we may ask the preacher to speak shorter sermons, because there's a we may ask the preacher to pray shorter.
如果自己都觉得很不好意思来，怎么传给人呢？
But if we feel ashamed of all of this, then how can we preach to other people?
所以我们不要以神的福音、神的真理为羞耻。
Therefore, let us not feel ashamed for the gospel and the truth of God.
那到最后，主耶稣也不会要以我们羞耻。
Then in the end, the Lord Jesus will not feel ashamed for us.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
希伯来书十一章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 16. But now they desire better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
这一段呢，是记载很多信仰的伟人的故事。
Passage records about many of the saints of the Bible who had great faith,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各,
including Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
神是说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这句话是很宝贵的。
This is a very precious sentence.
因为神不以他们为羞耻啊。
Because God was not ashamed of them.
因为他们很有信心。
Because they had great faith.
神要他们做的事情，他们有做到。
And they did what God wanted them to do.
他们有盼望。
Therefore, they had hope.
有信靠神更美的家乡。
They had hope that they would eventually go to that better place, the heavenly country.
所以神不以他们为神，他们的神为羞耻。
Therefore, God was not ashamed to be their God.
小孩子小时候都会觉得说，哎，我是某某人的儿子，哇，他会觉得很自豪，又是爸爸，如果很成功的话。
Little children, when they're young, they may be very proud of their father, especially if their father is successful.
但是有一天爸爸老了,
but one day when their father
is old,
one day when they themselves have success,
就会转过来,
that phenomenon will be reversed.
我是谁的爸爸, 你知道吗?
The father will claim, I am so-and-so's father.
如果你儿子是加拿大总理, 你会怎么讲? 我是某某, 我是 Stephen Harper 的爸爸, 哇, 你不会很威风。
If your son was the Prime Minister of Canada, for example, wouldn't you feel very proud? You would say, I am the father of Stephen Harper.
对不对?
Would you not?
像神呢, 他不以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各为耻。
Just like how God was not ashamed to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because we're full of faith.
所以我们今天要想想,
therefore, today, let us remind ourselves,
我们有没有信心?
Whether or not we have faith.
如果我们有信心,
if we do,
遵行神的话,
and we keep the words of God,
神不会以我们为耻,
then God will not be ashamed of us.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
136首。
Hymn 136.
To me He hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. But I know Him, I believe Him, and it is laid in that He is able to unto Him against